important that there be stable economic relationship. With a view as such, I hope that continuously US and China will go through dialogue in order to seek constructive solution of the problem. Today, with the president, we discussed economic issues. And the global economy was something that we also addressed. There are a variety of challenges in the global economy we discussed in today's talk.
I'd like to add, though, that very importantly, I have nothing to do with TPP, okay? Nothing to do. I'm not bound by anything that anybody else signs with respect to the United States. TPP would have destroyed our automobile industry and many of our manufacturers. We are not involved in TPP, so what other countries agree to is not binding at all in the United States. As far as China is concerned, they wouldn't make a deal. I think they probably wish they made the deal that they had on the table before they tried to renegotiate it. They would like to make a deal. We're not ready to make a deal. And we're taking in tens of billions of dollars of tariffs. And that number could go up very, very substantially, very easily. But I think sometime in the future, China and the United States will absolutely have a great trade deal. And we look forward to that. Okay? Thank you.
The United States' second question goes to Jeff Mason of Reuters.
Yeah, sure, Jeff.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to follow Vivian's lead and ask two questions if I can. First, as a follow-up on trade, can you lay out specifically, Mr. President, what Japan needs to do to avoid auto tariffs? And before you come back to the G20 in another month or so, do you expect talks with China to get back on track this year at all?
First of all, getting to the G20, I think that we are very much discussing different things with Japan. We have an unbelievably large imbalance, as you know, trade imbalance, which has been there for many, many years, Japan having the big advantage. They are brilliant business people, brilliant negotiators, and put us in a very tough spot. But I think we will have a deal with Japan. Likewise, I think we will have a deal with China sometime into the future. Many companies are leaving China right now because of the tariffs. China is subsidizing a lot of industry because, you know, foolishly some people said that the American taxpayer is paying the tariffs of China. No, no, no. It's not that way. They're paying a small percentage, but our country is taking in billions and billions of dollars. Our farmers, out of all of that money, the tens of billions of dollars, we're giving a relatively small percentage to our farmers, who have really been a focal point of what's gone on with trade. As you know, they've earmarked and they've gone after the farmer, thinking that if it hurt the farmer, I'm going to negotiate a bad deal for the rest of the country. I'll tell you, the American farmer, these are patriots. These are great patriots. They don't want subsidy. We've had meetings, and I've had meetings with 32, 35, 40 farmers at one time, numerous times, and they don't want subsidy. I've told that to you before, Jeff. They want a level playing field. That's all they want, because they're better than anybody in the world. And they've told me, I said, you know, I'm going to get you subsidy while China takes advantage of us and China takes advantage of you by pinpointing you. They said, we don't want subsidy, sir. All we want is a level playing field. The American farmer, these are great patriots. They are unbelievable people. And they're with me 100%. I believe that we will have a very good deal with China sometime into the future, because I don't believe that China can continue to pay these really hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs. I don't believe they could do that. You know, businesses are leaving China by the hundreds, by the thousands, going into areas that are non-tariffed, including the United States, by the way. But they're going to different parts of Asia, Vietnam, frankly, Japan. But they're going to a lot of places, but they're also coming to the United States because people don't want to pay the tariff. And if you look, there is no tariff to pay. All you have to do is move your company to the United States. There is no 25% tariff. But with all of that being said, I think that there's a very good chance that the United States and China will have a very good trade deal.
Mr. President, follow up on North Korea. You tweeted about North Korea yesterday. Do you believe that they violated UN resolutions with the short-range missile launch? And does it give you pause at all to be appearing to side with a brutal dictator instead of with a fellow American, the former Vice President Joe Biden?
Well, Kim Jong-un made a statement that Joe Biden is a low IQ individual. He probably is, based on his record. I think I agree with him on that. But at the same time, my people think it could have been a violation, as you know. I view it differently. I view it as a man. Perhaps he wants to get attention, and perhaps not. Who knows? It doesn't matter. All I know is that there have been no nuclear tests. There have been no ballistic missiles going out. There have been no long-range missiles going out. And I think that someday we'll have a deal. I'm not in a rush. Tremendous sanctions being put on the country of North Korea. And again, Kim Jong-un understands the unbelievable economic potential that country has. It's located between Russia and China on one side and South Korea on the other. And it's all waterfront property. It's a great location, as we used to say in the real estate business. And I think he sees that. And I have to tell you one other country. I really believe that Iran would like to make a deal. And I think that's very smart of them. And I think that's a possibility to happen also.
But in terms of criticism that you're sort of supporting a dictator instead of an American vice president?
Well, when I look at what's been done by our vice president and the president, when I look at the horrible Iran deal that they made, look what happened since I terminated the Iran deal. Look what has happened to Iran. Iran, when I first came into office, was a terror. They were fighting in many locations all over the Middle East. They were behind every single major attack, whether it was Syria, whether it was Yemen, whether it was individual smaller areas, whether it was taking away oil from people. They were involved with everything. Now they're pulling back because they've got serious economic problems. We have massive, as you know, massive sanctions and other things. I mean, we just said the other day, steel, copper, different elements of what they used to sell. The oil is essentially dried up. And I'm not looking that to hurt Iran at all. I'm looking to have Iran say, no nuclear weapons. We have enough problems in this world right now with nuclear weapons. No nuclear weapons for Iran. And I think we'll make a deal. I think Iran has tremendous economic potential.
policy. I have a trust in it. In Hanoi, President Trump, on behalf of my thinking, he conveyed and communicated my thinking to Kim Jong-un, and I, as well as the country of Japan, are thankful. Of President Trump. So his approach is something that would be supported. What about Iran? There was a question about Iran. Regarding Iran, regarding the JCPA, we have expressed our position at appropriate timing. Peace and stability of Middle East is very important for Japan and the United States, and also for the international community as a whole. It's very important. In this context, in order to make a contribution for the peace and stability of the region, we would like to discharge whatever we can do. So whatever it is possible for Japan to do, we absolutely would like to do these. Going forward, between Japan and the United States, there should be close collaboration so that this tension surrounding Iran should be mitigated and alleviated. And it shouldn't culminate in the armed conflict. Thank you very much. With this, we will conclude the press conference, joint press conference with President Trump and Prime Minister Abe. Thank you very much. Please remain seated.
That was I from the Japanese capital, Tokyo. U.S. President Donald Trump, who's on an official four-day visit to Japan, was conducting a joint press conference with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Let's quickly go over what was just said. The Japanese Prime Minister, for his part, said that Tokyo is working with the United States to align policies on North Korea. And he says that he's ready to also meet Kim Jong-un of North Korea with no preconditions. In his final comments on the JCPOA, Abe did mention that peace and stability in the Middle East is very important to Japan, and that they will meet any means possible to achieve peace in the region. U.S. President Donald Trump stated with regards to trade that Japan has agreed. He's there, of course, I must add amid the challenges related to bilateral trade between